Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is starting over. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a fresh start today, right?
Good morning, Chas. Oh, we are. we're talking about just do-overs. You know, it's sometimes we just let go of something because something else better will take its place, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to let go. We have to let go of things in order to bring new things in. So I think for us, it's a season of letting go of some things that maybe you, not me, that I'm aware of, are attached to. But it's not going to go away. It's not that you have to let go that it's going to disappear. It's just going to just redo things, you know? Yeah. For instance, you know, we've made a decision that we wanted to redo that. It's the account, and we wanted to redo how the podcast looks and change the name of it. Like,
yeah,
it's just, you know, it's like remodeling your house every now and then. I mean,
yeah,
you just know it's time, and you feel it in your gut, and you listen to it, even though we're attached, and it's like, yeah, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, let go. It's okay. Trust.
Yeah. It's good to change things up.
And I think that is my lesson too, but yours I can really see.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Clearly, with the whole man thing.
I'm your amplified mirror.
Yeah, you definitely. You
can't say I like being it, but I am.
Yeah, you're definitely the mirror of holding on to addictive behavior.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the wounded child.
Yep. Dependency.
Yes, and also loneliness. You know, yes. Loneliness can be part of the wounded child. And when that gets triggered, and I think it did. See, this is what I think happened, Jess, is I think that opening yourself up more, like with your pap, for instance, has made you want more. Like, you had it shut down for a long time. And then you start opening that heart wider. And in opening that heart wider, it seems like now you want to, like, that part of you, that addictive part showed up.
Yeah.
Like, you'd shut it down. You weren't acting on it. And now you have been. And I think just opening up to love, that in opening up more to love, it brought up the old sick love too.
I think you're right, actually. As you say it, that resonates.
Yeah, because think about your pap. Think about the trip with us with the emergency room. Like, but yep. Then it created a lonely feeling, right?
Yes.
And then the loneliness feeling became intolerable for you. So you tried to fill it with something that you filled as a child.
Yeah.
Only it's creating pain in a different way now.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of opening up, and we're afraid of feeling those feelings that we've buried. But the feelings have always been there. We just acted as if we didn't need anybody. Mm-hmm. The feelings aren't there. Mm-hmm. We just ignored it, pushed it away. But now things are getting more real, and you're meeting more parts of yourself that you buried.
Yeah. Yeah, a desperate part of myself. A very, very lonely part of myself.
Yes. 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 And it seems that the more you open your heart, it's almost like the lonelier in some ways you get. Because
it's weird.
I know, but it's like you want more. That's the addiction, is that little bit isn't satisfying.
Yeah.
Or some people might be like so happy and grateful for that moment. But when it's addiction, it's like one is too many and 1,000 is never enough.
Yeah.
Like once you open that door, addiction steps in and says, hey, I'm still here.
Yep.
Still here. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, but it's not healthy love.
Oh, no. Well,
it's,
you know that.
It's two different sides. Like, there's healthy love over here that I'm choosing, but then there's unhealthy.
But it has to do with the heart.
Yeah.
It has to do with opening your heart and open your heart, there's the wound.
Big right? time.
There's the wounded child and her broken heart. Mm. And that's what has to heal, Chas.
My broken heart?
Your broken heart.
That's what I felt last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
It's your little girl's broken heart. Let yourself feel it. Grieve it. That's how we get. That's always what I say is that's how we get through to the next place is we have to finish grieving. So just, you know, let yourself feel the feelings that are coming up.
Yeah, I guess they've always been there. I just.
Always.
They've always been there. They're just at the surface right now.
Yeah, one time you covered it up with arrogance, right?
I sure did.
But you chose needy people for a reason. Yeah.
But it's so funny because I see that I'm that needy person. It's me. Yeah. It was always me.
It was always you.
It was always me. Oh my gosh.
And then you got involved in, you know, just doing creative things and enjoying it.
Yes.
But then you open the heart up.
Yep.
And in opening your heart up, the lonely child showed up also.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess it's kind of like how when you open your heart, you feel joy, but you also feel grief. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. Yes. If you have unfinished sorrow and you open your heart up, you're going to have to feel that sorrow to get to acceptance.
Yeah, you can't just open your heart and feel love and joy.
No,
because sounds good.
You have unfinished business.
I guess so.
And that's why a clean start, I think, is a good idea. A fresh start today.
Yeah.
Of, you know, just redoing some things. We're talking about external things, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's just symbolic of the internal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Fresh start with love.
Yep. Fresh start with love.
Some healthy love.
Mm-hmm.
And I am choosing other things too. New you things. Are. New lots of new things. And
yes, you are. But again, you know, it opens that up. It opens does. That space up. So even if you fill your life with other things like you have. You already have done that, and it's just the wound is there. It's just revealed now. It's just revealed. The light's shining on it. Yep.
Which is good.
No, it is good. But it's also good to choose things that really speak to your soul. Yeah. And I know that, you know, the last couple of days you have done things, and today too, that you really enjoy. And it's about that making those choices.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't have to be lonely. You can fill your life as much as you choose to or not.
Sure.
And a lot of times when we have a choice, we don't really want to keep it so full.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have things that we love, but we don't want to keep it full all the time because then we don't have time for ourselves.
Yeah. And don't just put something there just because. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Let it be something that speaks to you from a deep place, not from a wounded place.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I guess I have to keep differentiating the difference between the two. It's a very blurry line right now.
Well, addiction's addiction, Jess. And this is your addiction.
That love addiction. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was researching it yesterday.
Okay.
And that group that you had the other day, I guess I didn't realize how much I belonged in that group mm-hmm. of people.
Yep.
Because I've always positioned myself the other way. But, mm-hmm. yeah. No, I'm just as, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a desperation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. So, this isn't a fun process. But, man, if you can clear out some of this and really surrender that addiction, so that you make healthy choices moving forward, it would be really helpful for you.
I think it would be freedom. I keep thinking of my words for the year, freedom and love. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels so connected. All of it feels so connected. I can see it this morning.
Yes. And love and addiction is not freedom.
It's not.
And it's not really love. It's fear.
It's hell. Honestly, it's hell.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. That's what it feels like. Hell.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, the rooms are full of codependents like us that become addicted to people.
It's awful.
And can't get out.
Yeah, I think my prayer is going to be, okay, break me then. Mm-hmm. Break it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help me to surrender this today, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, fresh start.
Fresh start, yeah.
I think that'll be my word today. That and love. I want to choose love, too. But, yeah, just clean slate today.
Well, I think you know my word.
Is it peace? Quiet?
Yes. Yes to both of them. Haven't felt that in a while. I had some really nice days and they have been gone, but I know I have more work to do, because here's the thing with love, and I've been giving this thought. So I'm in a situation where I'm dealing with my partner's daughters, and as his health is failing, I see more and more of their personalities, which have always been there. But, you know, sometimes people present their best sides. That's what we all do, probably. But I'm seeing some really not so nice sides of them. I'm putting it nicely. And it's put me in a tough position, you know, of, you know, trying to help my partner with his daughters, but at the same time, not getting too much in there. Like, he needs to tell them how he feels, not me being the voice for him. So anyway, but what I thought about, you know, because nobody likes people mad at them, but they're really mad at me. Like, they really are. They have these terrible thoughts of me in their head that are so far from the truth. They're so far from the truth, but there is nothing. People decide what they want to believe, and that's it. And so there's no part of it that feels any need to convince them of anything different. It doesn't matter to me. But what matters to me is that I love myself enough to not take their crap on. I love myself enough to stand up for myself and not let people accuse me of things that aren't true or unkind. I love myself enough today that I won't put up with crap that I used to put up with just to keep the peace. I won't put up with it anymore. And this is what it's showing me. This is the lesson I'm seeing, is I will not let people do that to me anymore. I spent a whole lifetime of overlooking people's bad behaviors. And right now, you know, I'm getting hit from a few directions, but obviously this must be my lesson in loving myself enough to say, hey, you don't get to do that to me.
For sure.
You need to cut it out. Yeah. So
that is self-love.
It is self-love. So anyway, I gotta go.
I know you do. Yeah, this is a good topic, though.
Yeah, it was a great topic. Okay.
Thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!